Good morning, podcast audience. This is your podcaster and presidential candidate for National Postal Mariners Union Local 304, Kenneth Hodge. I want to start the podcast by saying my heart is heavy. So if I sound a little sad, I'm still getting over a sequence of events that took place at MetLife Stadium last night, where the Cowboys of Dallas were victorious over my New York Giants. So I'm still coming to grips with that, but I'm still going to try to bring you a dynamic show. Hey, what's going on, podcast audience? This is your guy. And this morning, I want to have a conversation with you pertaining to new leadership that I want to bring to you as a local president. I'm now being asked about training. I'm now being asked, do I think I can do what it is I say I can do? And let me tell you something. It's not going to be as hard as some people might think, because I'm certain when the members see that they have a leader that is a go-get-it type leader, they're going to want to follow. Now, again, I try not to bring any dark clouds to this campaign because I want you to understand that I'm just a better candidate. I am a candidate for local president. I'm going to be a president that you're going to feel comfortable knowing that myself or a representative of Local 304 is representing you. I'm going to create a huge comfort level for you, because that's how dedicated I'm going to be, which means that's how dedicated the rest of the executive board and the appointed officials are going to be. And the elected officials, because if you understand that this is how we're moving, we are an aggressive union. We are not a union that is going to be based on settling. We're going to be based on getting what is rightfully ours. And if we stay tenacious and aggressive, it's going to happen. Because, see, that's the energy that I'm going to bring to this position. And, you know, if you know me, you know these are not just a bunch of words. You know, I wonder sometimes with the, if you know, if when you're at work, you can see about 10 or 12 people this week, and next week there's only five or six. The workforce rotates in and out so fast that sometimes it's mind-blowing. But for those of us that stayed, those of us that are going to stay, I think it's time that we had a union that make you want to stay. We've got to get out of the mindset that it's okay to have a union that don't perform for you. And listen to me. And when I say don't perform for you, if they are not satisfying what it is your desire of a union is, that they're not performing for you, as long as your desires are reasonable. And I think a lot of people right now can join me in saying that they're not happy with the representation they are currently getting out of Local 304. I think enough people can join with me to say that we can bring about new leadership. Local 304. Now is our opportunity to change leadership. Support Kenny Hodge, and I'm going to give you this message at least every day so that you hear this message. You are ready. You are in position for a president that's going to take this union to a new level. Understand, I'm not saying that the current level is bad. I'm just saying we've got the new employees, we've got the motivation, we've got a different expectation that should allow us to excel to a different level. And we can excel to that level with Kenny Hodge. Support a president with presence.